Lord, let your word be a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. May we hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. Amen. Amen. So read some in Romans 7 and into Romans 8. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that's in my flesh. The willing is present in me, but the doing of good is not. For the good that I want to do, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I don't want to do. And if I'm doing the very thing I don't want to do, I'm no longer the one doing it, but sin which indwells me. I find then that this principle, that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. I joyfully concur with the law of God in my inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, making me a prisoner of the law of sin which is in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of death? Thanks be to God. Through Jesus. He's the one that does it, right? So then, on the one hand, I myself with my mind, I'm serving the law of God. But on the other hand, my flesh serves only the law of sin. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's what we're going to talk about today. I love how that flows into that, you know. For the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. And real quick, we know a law, just like we talk about that a lot, law of gravity, you know, pulls on us. Just like if I, you know, drop these glasses, the law of gravity will pull. And we know that, just as a way of reminder, we have a law of sin in our members. That's a law, right? That's pulled, that pulls at us, okay? And we know there's a higher law. And the Spirit of life, actually that word is the same spirit for Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes that real to you, okay? There's a greater law of life in Christ, you know, like if you're in the water and you get in a boat, you're not going to sink because there's a greater law that overtakes the law of gravity, right? It's the same thing in the law of the Spirit. That's not what I'm talking about. But I want you to really see something. The Lord just kind of showed this to me today. Because, see, in this, walking this out daily, when you find yourself doing the things that you don't want to do, saying the things that you don't want to say, right? We all find ourselves there. What happens within the battle is the thing called condemnation, right? Condemnation will hit you, you know. That's the reason I love how the Holy Spirit wrote this, you know, in verse 8. Right after that, wretched man that I am, who will set me free? We know it's a person, that Jesus does it. But it's almost like he's saying, but in this, as you're walking this out and in this battle, always remember that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because the law of this, there's a new law that has set you free from the law of sin and death. And it says, for what the law, Mosaic law, could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did it, sending his own Son in the likeness of flesh. And most translations said, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. And there's actually the way it reads is he came in the likeness, he came in flesh, of sin and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. So the condemnation is on sin, not on you, right? That what the law, all the law did is we couldn't meet the requirements. God set it up that way so that you could not attain righteousness by obeying the law. It was a very frustrating thing. No matter how hard you tried, you just couldn't do it, right? God set it up that way. But 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says that the law and it uses these terms, it's the ministry of condemnation. So what the law ministers to us is condemnation, right? No matter how hard you try, you can't do enough. And even in when we're trying to walk this out, the condemnation comes when you fail, right? Or you haven't felt like you've met the requirements of the law. The reason that's in you, because it's still in you. It's the law of sin in your members that makes you feel that way. And Jesus condemned, you know, he died not just for sin, but all the aspects of sin, right? In other words, if you can think of that Jesus carried on himself all the condemnation, not just the condemnation, that the penalty for the sin, right, but all the condemnation that sin brings, he carried, okay? That's the reason there can be no condemnation in Christ Jesus, because Jesus put it to death, right? He condemned sin. He condemned condemnation, right? So that we would never have to live in the atmosphere of that anymore, because it doesn't work, right? You can condemn yourself, even if you try to use those kind of tactics to make yourself do right things, even, you know, it just doesn't work, right? Have you found that to be true? It just spirals you down because it's tied into the law of sin in our members. It's tied into the law, right, which is a law that we gravitate toward. And the cool thing about being in Christ, not only died, okay, I'll get to go to heaven one day, but he died, he carried, this is what the Lord was showing me today, that Jesus condemned condemnation. He condemned condemnation. He condemned sin. He doesn't condemn you. He condemns the effects of sin over you. That's what he condemns, right? So when we're trying to walk and this hits us, and, you know, when I'm doing the things I really want to do good and I find myself doing something I didn't want to do, or saying something, you know, I didn't want to say, or acting a way I didn't want to act, thanks be to God, you know. And any kind of condemnation that ever tries to jump on you right then, picture that Jesus carried on his body condemnation, right? So that you would never have to be condemned again. He took, that's one of the things he took. That's the reason it says in this environment, and if you don't understand that in their environment, that's how this works out when I'm just you know, letting the Holy Spirit come and apply everything that Jesus has, and I'm just, you know, he's setting me free from the power of sin in my life so I don't have to walk in it anymore. But it's always in the environment of encouragement. It's the environment of God gladly. You heard me speak last week where he gladly gives us himself, you know. He never condemns us because he can't. It's not in him. He put that to death. He condemned it on the cross. So he can't minister that to us anymore. And that's a real powerful thing, you know, if you've ever... you know, just kind of type of ministry I do, just helping people get set free from that all the time. And in my own life, not listening to condemning voices. You know, right? And ask the Lord, I mean, for each one of you. Guarantee you, there's areas in your life where you're listening to condemning voices. Right? And they're fooling you, thinking this is the Lord, but it's really not. I just love that. He condemned condemnation, that the very requirement of the law might be fulfilled in you. And you don't walk according to the flesh, but you walk according to the Spirit. And the requirement of the law, again, is to try to be holy. Jesus already did it. You are holy. And you're righteous in his sight, right? That never changes. He took that in on his body, on the cross, all the things, and it says now it's now fulfilled within us. It's done. Okay? We don't have to live like that anymore. But that really helps in you know, what I call ironing it out, walking it out in your daily walk with God, is that and you know what I've seen in our lives too, especially dealing with, as we deal with each other and husband, wives and relationships and stuff like that, is how often we do that to each other. Right? Even when a person blows it, we do that. We put that on them, trying to condemn them or whatever, thinking that we can moderate their behavior by that. It's ungodly. It doesn't work. That's not the way he deals with us. I've seen that in my own life. And when I do that with my, you know, when TC or my children, that's in my, you know, immediate people, how that brings forth life is when you don't put that on them. Right? And to the degree, here's how you know whether you get it or not, is how often you do that to the people around you. You condemn them. If they blow it, you just, you know, you do that. Or you got to teach them some kind of lesson. You know, how could you have done that? You know, that's so stupid. You know what I mean? And we're ministering condemnation to them when Jesus said there is none. Right? So I'm getting it. I'm learning. The Lord is showing me how often I do that. You know? Which means I need to get it. Because if I'm doing that to others, then that means in my relationship with God, I'm doing that as well. Right? So, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.